We are officially on day two of Donald Trump's government shutdown, and I am joined by Senator Elizabeth Warren. Senator, how are you doing today?
You know, hanging in there. How about you?
I am doing all right. I'd like to jump right in and talk about the real world stakes as it pertains to this shutdown and what's going on. Now, Republicans are trying to inverse reality and say that Democrats are fighting for, quote unquote, illegal aliens getting health care. But Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia just posted a really interesting example that reads, I was sent this by a Georgian this morning, 2025 premiums versus 2026 premiums for someone making $65,000 a year. Republicans in Washington did this. And this is exactly what the fight's over, because on the left, you see Anthem, Blue Cross, $307 per month for this plan. On the right, you see the same exact plan from Anthem, and it has tripled. It has more than tripled to $964.30. He then says, this is what I'm fighting to stop. This is what's at stake in this shutdown fight. So, Senator Warren, can you explain just what the stakes are on the ground?
Okay. So the Republicans in July passed the first budget bill of 26. And that was that they would take away healthcare from 15 million people. And they were going to do it by taking away from a bunch of people on Medicaid, which would mean people who are in nursing homes, people, brand new babies and their mamas who would lose healthcare, your neighbor who has to use a wheelchair or who needs a home health aide to be able to live independently. So the idea was they are going to knock about 10 million people off their care. And then roughly another 5 million, they were going to knock out who currently are getting their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act open plans. But here's the thing about that. I mean, that's horrible for 15 million Americans. That by itself is reason to say we're done. We're in this fight. But the consequences of that is that the hospitals looked left, looked right, and said, we're going to have to pick up a whole lot more uncompensated care. When people show up at the hospital in the middle of having a stroke or bleeding or chest pains, they get treated, whether they have health insurance or not. So the hospitals are trying to figure out how to make their economics work. And the insurance companies looked left, looked right, and said, oh my gosh, they're going to push as much as they can onto people who have private insurance, insurance that you get either through your employer or that you buy yourself on the open market. So the insurance companies, literally, as the Republicans are deciding to take 15 million people off healthcare, the insurance companies are saying, okay, if that happens, here's where our rates will be. Rates that were already too high go up by double, go up by triple. That's how it is that literally everybody in the country gets touched, gets hit from the Republican cuts to healthcare. And so what the Democrats are fighting for here is not something new. We're not saying we've got this great new plan that we're going to get everybody covered. I wish. What we're fighting for is to say, Republicans, don't cut the current investment in healthcare by $1 trillion, because an already creaky, broken system is going to implode on that. And the costs are going to be shoved off to every family in the country. And that's what Senator Warnock's text is all about. He says, here's an example he got from Georgia. And, you know, people are getting those as we speak today, tomorrow. October is the month that people will get these notices.
And it's simply the Trump healthcare tax. We warned America, we warned people and Republicans that if this budget bill passed, if the big ugly bill passed, then unfortunately there would be healthcare increases. And now we're seeing this play out in real time. This morning, Trump sent out a post where he directly mentioned Project 2025 and Russell Vought, referring to massive cuts. It seems like Donald Trump is trying to metaphorically hold a gun to the American people and to federal workers in an attempt to twist the arm of Democrats, saying, we're going to fire all of these people. It's a kind of twisted negotiation tactic, no?
You know, it's a hostage taking. He is basically saying, think about this, a president of the United States is saying, I'm going to hurt a lot of Americans if the Democrats don't bend the knee and let me hurt a lot of other Americans. I can just make this worse and worse and worse. That's what Donald Trump is saying. So he has threatened to just fire many, many more federal workers. And here's the thing, just keep in mind, I mean, A, they've already done this. B, it was has mostly been ruled illegal. And C, those are people doing jobs we need. Those are people who inspect the food so that the lettuce doesn't have, you know, some kind of weird bacteria on it. Those are people who keep the airplanes in the air. And those are the people that we count on at the federal level every day to try to keep this country going. And Donald Trump and Russell Vogt, his right-hand man on this, very far right-hand man, is saying over and over and over, I'm going to fire more people. I'm going to hurt more people in this country, regardless of the consequences, in order to try to win a fight with the Democrats. Stunning.
It feels like we live in this asymmetric environment where Republicans get away with so much more. So Democrats' messaging about this has been healthcare. We want healthcare for the American people. And Trump's messaging has been literal AI memes of congressional leaders on the Democratic side. Yet it seems like we both get blamed equally. Maybe not in this case, but overall, it seems like people think both sides play these games when Trump is the one who's using this divisive rhetoric. So what would be your message to the American people who are wondering whose fault this is?
Donald Trump and the Republicans would rather shut down the federal government than try to help keep healthcare prices reasonable. Democrats are fighting to lower your healthcare costs, and Republicans are fighting to raise them. That is literally what this fight is about. And to me, this is really a fight worth having. Because this is a fight that touches every person in this country, touches every family in this country. You know, remember, back on day one, Donald Trump promised he was going to lower costs on day one, right? He promised that all during the campaign, right after he gets elected. He says, why did you get elected? And he said, because I promised to lower costs on day one. And now here we are, what, about day 250? Cost of groceries is up, cost of utilities is up, cost of housing is up, cost of school shoes is up, cost of backpacks is up. And the Republicans and Donald Trump are driving up the cost of health insurance and health care coverage for tens of millions of Americans. And we're fighting back. The Democrats are saying, look, here's a piece. We're going to start here on the healthcare. Here is a piece that we can fight back on. And the Republican response is to say, we don't want to negotiate. We don't want to talk about it. We just want to run ugly memes.
Prices haven't lowered, but at least he released the files and ended the war in Ukraine. Did he do those things?
No. Oh, the other things he was going to do on day one. Nope, we still have that war going on in Ukraine. But do keep in mind, raising prices, it wasn't just kept on happening. Actually, prices had started coming down a lot. Donald Trump's tariffs are now biting into families. So I see this as a fight on an economic front for every family that isn't a billionaire and that has to worry about how to pull it together at the end of the month. If the Republicans stay where they are right now and people's health insurance premiums double, for some they will even triple, there are going to be families around this country who decide, or sitting there at the table making the decision, do I pay rent or do I pay for health insurance? There are going to be people who are going to drop their health insurance and just hope that nobody discovers a lump, that nobody has chest pains, and that they can make it on through. All of this is happening so that Republicans could give tax breaks to a handful of billionaires. They are willing to drive up healthcare costs for every family in this country so that billionaires can have more tax breaks. And they don't even want to meet with Democrats. They don't want to sit down and negotiate it. They don't want to talk about it. They just say no. Their plan is to raise healthcare prices for every American, and they expect everyone to go along with them.
Thank you, Senator Warren. I appreciate you fighting the good fight out there, and thank you for the time. I appreciate this a lot.
You know, I appreciate that you're staying on this, because the only way we're really going to be able to get this in the right place is for everybody who's listening to us to push back. Talk about it, post about it. We have got to push back against Donald Trump. Now is the time.
It's more important than ever, and we have a collective voice that we can use, and we will continue to use it. Thank you.
Yep, we're in the fight. Take care.